Oma Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Sri Uta Parakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sarvadhutam Vrijanam Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Raye Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Go Premanande, Hare Hare. So, this is the place of Advaita Acharya. And as the proprietor was just telling us, this is a place of great Shakti for devotional service. Rajendranandan Prabhu, who's my dear godbrother, will also tell about how Prabhupada... Well, I won't say anything. He'll say something. And very important a place where... Advaita Acharya prayed for the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu and Sadashiva combined. And he is the one who invites Lord Krishna to come in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The state of the world, or at least here in Bengal, had become much degraded as far as devotional service goes. People were worshipping all kinds of demigods and goddesses, and in a completely materialistic way, missing the point of devotional service altogether. And a Vaishnava is paradukaduki. He suffers to see the suffering of others. And Advaita Acharya Prabhu was lamenting at the state of people's consciousness, that they were not able to take advantage of devotional service. This is the greatest lamentation of the devotees. And he thought that the condition had become so severe that the only remedy would be if Lord Krishna would come himself and advent and give people some kind of dispensation to bring them to God consciousness. So while he was here, he was thinking how to induce Lord Krishna to come to the world. And he remembered from Shastra a verse that says, one who offers to Lord Krishna a little palmful of Ganges water and a tulsi leaf with sincere feeling purchases the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Patram pushpam palam tulyam yome bhaktya priyachati Taraham bhakti paritam ashnami paritatmanaha. A particularly sweet verse. I remember when I first read this verse from the Bhagavad Gita, The next day I had an apple in my hand and I was thinking, I can't eat this until I say some prayer. I have to offer it to God. And I actually felt some reciprocation just from hearing that verse. And I could understand the efficacy of bhakti. Simple thing, a flower, a fruit. If you just offer with sincere feeling. And Krishna's so merciful and so inclined to those who propitiate him out of love that he'll oblige himself. In fact, he becomes obliged to that person. That's Krishna's sweet nature. He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate. He's the ocean of mercy and the friend of the poor and Lord and Master of the devotees. So Advaita Acharya, understanding this Shastric injunction, worshipped his Shalagram Shila in that place. You see down there, it used to be right next to the Ganges. The Ganges flowed right next to this area 500 years ago or so, more than 500 years ago. And he worshipped Shalagram Shila, offering some Ganges water and tulsi. And in loud cries, he would ask the Lord, please come and help and alleviate the situation. There's a picture of Advaita Acharya offering this Ganges water and tulsi to his Shalagram Shila. And the artist who made that picture originally had no idea what Shalagram Shila was or what Shalagram Shila looked like, and had made some sketch, brought it to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, no. So Prabhupada sketched it himself to show, because there were no, at that time, there was no, in the early 70s, there were no Shalagram Shilas anywhere. No one even knew what they were. And so Prabhupada sketched that picture. So when you look at that picture, you see it was hand, that image of Shalagram Shila was drawn by Srila Prabhupada. It's a particularly nice memory. And so later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he made his advent, as we know, we've seen already, at the Yogapit. And Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur were dancing in ecstasy on that day that of the Lord's appearance, and by mental strength giving away millions and millions of cows in charity to the Brahmins. And later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he revealed himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was saying to Advaita Acharya that, you're the one who called me. In fact, you woke me up by your loud cries, and I was sleeping on the ocean of milk, and your loud cries awakened me, and now I've appeared here. There are many beautiful lessons to take from Advaita Acharya. One of them is that with our sincere prayers and crying out to the Lord through our chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we can attract the attention of Krishna through our sincerity. In the Gajendra Mokshana, Gajendra in his prayers says to the Lord that you're never inattentive. You're always observing the soul and simply waiting for him to turn his face towards you. And therefore, if even for a fraction of a second someone expresses their sincere intention to Krishna to surrender, then Krishna immediately accepts that person. In fact, Lord Ramachandra says that if one time someone says that I surrender to you and I take your protection, then from that day forward I will consider that person my ward and I will protect him. So one principle is that, and we heard this last night in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, that the process of devotional service is simple. It doesn't require a great ritual or pompous ceremony or even the perfect location. One can even be in jail, as we were saying last night. But if the sincere intention is there and one calls the Lord into one's life, he'll make his avatar. So just as Advaita Acharya called out to bring Lord Chaitanya here, we should also consider that. And also, we take shelter of Advaita Acharya in our chanting of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, because he's the one who delivers to us, delivers to the world Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his loud cries. By the request of Advaitacharya, the Lord appears. So we take shelter of Advaitacharya in that way. And there are a few other lessons from Advaitacharya's life and teachings that I will just mention. Another is that Advaitacharya lived at a time when there was a very rigid social system in which people considered which particular caste you came from very carefully. And also among smartas, there was a consideration that unless you were born in a certain family, you couldn't take to the process of devotional service. You weren't qualified to do anything. However, the Shastras say something else. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, Yannam adeha shravanad ukirtanat yat pravanad yat smaranad api kuchit shvadho pisadya savanaya kalpate kudak putaste bhagavannu darshanat. That if somebody is engaged in the direct process of hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna, then even if that person is from the lowest of families, from the family of a dog eater, that they immediately become qualified brahminically. In other words, they could perform Vedic sacrifices. Of course, some refinement might be necessary, but the point is that even the prarabdha karma, the current karma that one has by taking on a material body, becomes transformed by the process of chanting Hare Krishna and performing the other direct processes of devotional service. And in the teachings of Lord Kapila Dev to his mother, Devahuti says, Aho bhatashwa pachato gadiyan yajiva grevartate nama tubhyam tipusta paste juhuvu sasnur arya ramanatru nama grananti yate. That, oh, how wonderful it is that anyone who can repeat the name of Krishna, even with the tip of their tongue, even a little bit, it means just if they say it one time, they become, they should be considered as one who has performed all previous Vedic sacrifices, been to all holy places, taken ritual baths and so forth. Or it means that just by doing that, they have surpassed all those other qualifications. As an example, if someone is sitting on a high court seat as a judge, everyone knows they went through law school. So similarly, the pinnacle of perfection is this bhakti and the chanting of Hare Krishna. And Mahaprabhu considered the same. Prabhu kahe jar mukhe shune ek bar Krishna nam she puja shreshta shabakar. That anyone who, from whose mouth I hear even one time the utterance of Hare Krishna, I consider that person to be the best of all people, and also they're worshipable. She puja shreshta shabakar. In our mind, we offer our deep respects to such a person. They're not ordinary. So Haridas Thakur, who was an associate of Advaitacharya and who took initiation from him, in this place here, to Diksha. This was, he was an outcast in the Hindu society. However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as the greatest of Vaishnavas, and therefore beyond the qualification of even a Brahmana. And Advaitacharya also did. Advaitacharya was a greatly respected Brahmin and teacher. But Haridas Thakur was from a Muslim background, and therefore was considered to be untouchable in the rigid Hindu society. And there's a ceremony that takes place once a year to offer respects to one's forefathers and some kind of help to them from this world, the Shraddha ceremony. And when Advaita Acharya Prabhu would perform the Shraddha ceremony, there's a ritual in which the first offering should be given to the most qualified of Brahmins, and that Krishna will eat through that person. So Advaita Acharya would give that Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur would object and say, you know, how is this proper? I'm an outcast. And what will people think? And Advaita Acharya staunchly held to this principle that you are the greatest of Brahmanas, because you are actually engaged in pure devotional service. So Advaita Acharya was among the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who propagated this principle, which was even a matter of contention in the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who preached that anyone could take to the path of devotional service regardless of their background or whatever body they had taken. And there were many who fought against that, many in the Smarta Brahmin community. In fact, during one of the yatras, the parikrams, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was leading, there were a group that tried to assassinate him. From the rooftops, they threw big stones down on the yatra. Fortunately, we haven't had that happen to us yet. But it was a very serious situation, and this is all recounted in the book Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, which is a history of the life of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So this principle of the universality of Vaishnavism, that every living entity has a birthright to take to devotional service if they simply are connected in the proper way, was propagated by Advaita Acharya.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. In fact, in one of Srila Prabhupada's purports, in the Srimad Bhagavatam's second canto, regarding the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam, Prabhupada quotes a verse from the Puranas that says, even if a worm takes to the process of pure bhakti, then he immediately becomes considered an exalted soul. And we read the other day that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur even mentioned the vegetable tribes in his propagation of Krishna consciousness, meaning no living entity who connects with Krishna through the holy name is considered to be unqualified. Go premanande arivo! So, this is a very important aspect of devotional service, and our line coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Advaita Acharya, that everyone who is from whatever background can come to the highest position of devotional service by aligning themselves properly with the parampara through taking Vaishnava Diksha. And one can properly advance to the highest position of life. Can you all still hear me okay? Okay. Do you want to make a comment at this point?
Srila Advaita Acharya ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Prashi Sita Prabhu asked me to make mention of this one pastime, wherein Srila Prabhupada, previously, when he was a householder, his Pajami Sevai, he said it was in 1940, Srila Prabhupada would come here to Shantipur, and he would sit here in the mandap chanting to Sri Advaita Acharya. And Srila Prabhupada, in chanting his japa, would remain here many long hours, and often he would cry. Being very absorbed in chanting the holy names, he would cry, profuse tears. And he came a number of times, and one time the pujari got his nerve up to ask this householder, you know, do you mind sharing with me what you're thinking, why are you crying? And Srila Prabhupada said that my spiritual master has given me an instruction, an impossible instruction to follow. He's told me to go to the West and to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking people. And yet I had no qualification to fulfill this order. So Srila Prabhupada would come to this very same place where we're sitting and would beg for the mercy of Advaita Acharya that he might be able to have the potency, the ability to fulfill the instruction of his spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada very much appreciated this holy dham and the shelter of Advaita Acharya. Just like every morning when we sing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayakoramore, we pray to Advaita Acharya, if you'll kindly give me your mercy, then I know it will be possible to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada came here, and later on it's explained that that same pujari got a PTG in the early days of our movement. And he was looking through it and he saw a picture of the same householder now in saffron cloth, the sannyasi, the founder acharya of an international movement. And he realized, oh my goodness, his prayers were answered and he was given the full blessings of Advaita Acharya and his spiritual master to spread Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada also was trying to get land in Mayapur, as Tamal Krishna Goswami eventually was able to do what nobody else was able to do, get the land. And for some time, when some were trying to get land purchased for a temple for ISKCON, when they weren't able to, Srila Prabhupada considered that he might start the International Society for Krishna Consciousness here in Shantipur. So it's a very, very holy place. And I want to mostly hear from Vaishyasika Prabhu, but I will share one little drop of nectar in the glories of Advaita Acharya. It's basically in the nectar category, but just Vaish was saying that he understood that by offering Tulsi and Gandhi's water that the Lord could be easily pleased. Well, this was after he had been trying for a long, long time and worshipping Shalagram Srila in the normal way of incense and flowers and what have you, and he was praying for the Lord to descend. The Lord wasn't reciprocating, wasn't fulfilling his desire. It's explained in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he took some of those Pashadam flowers that he had offered to Shalaram and he threw them in the Ganga, and those flowers floated down to Navadvip where Mother Sachi was bathing in the Ganga, and those flowers came and brushed her body. And it's explained that by the touch of that prasadam from Advaita Acharya's offering to the Lord, that she then became impregnated with Vishwarup, who is an expansion of Lord Nityananda, who appeared before Lord Chaitanya appeared in Mother Sachi. So Advaita Acharya's glories are unlimited, but the Nityananda or Vishwarup appeared, as they say in Krishna Lila, Balaram appeared, purified the Lord in Krishna. So, in the same way, that there's a nice nectar pastime of Advaita helping Mother Sachi in that way. And just one other pastime about Advaita Acharya, since we mentioned Mother Sachi. One time, Lord Chaitanya was giving his blessings of Krishna Prema to every one of his dear devotees. All his devotees were his eternal associates. And somebody asked, well, what about Mother Sachi? Why aren't you calling her in and giving her your blessings of Krishna Prema? He said, oh, she is an offender. Why? Mother Sachi, she's the personification of devotional service, the mother, the eternal mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How could she be an offender? And Lord Chaitanya said, yes, when Vishwarup took sannyas and left Navadvip, she blamed Advaita Acharya because Vishwarup used to go to Advaita Acharya's home and listen to the bhakti shastras from his mouth, listen to the classes given by Advaita. And this way he became detached from this material world, and he left and he broke her heart. So she was holding a weight to Acharya, responsible for that heartbreak. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya said she's an offender at the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. Until she gets the mercy of Advaita Acharya, I'll never give her my blessings of Krishna praying. So during one of the ecstatic kirtans where Advaita Acharya fell unconscious, rolling on the ground in ecstasy, was unconscious for a while, Mother Sachi saw her opportunity and she ran up and she grabbed the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya, taking the dust from his head. From his feet and putting on his head. And then Lord Chaitanya said, yes, now you have my full blessings. May you have Krishna prema. So we pray very sincerely to the best of our ability that Advaita Acharya might also bless us so that we can become a servant of our spiritual master and help spread Krishna consciousness.
Another great lesson in the pastimes of Sri Advaita Acharya is something Srila Prabhupada writes about in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which he says another great lesson in the teachings of Advaita Acharya from his life's example. It's something that Srila Prabhupada speaks about in one of his purports, and that is that one who is able to take the punishment of the master as a reward will be able to come to fully understand each lesson that he gets. In other words, by being humble as a blade of grass and being able to accept the corrections or even chastisements of the superior, within that humility and the ability to accept is the way in which one can understand the inner meaning of bhakti. And in the life of Advaita Acharya, we see a couple of instances of this. Advaita Acharya Prabhu had a servant whose name was Kamalakanta Vishwas. Very intimate servant. And Kamalakanta Vishwas was something like an assistant for Advaita Acharya. He would help him with many of his personal affairs. And Kamalakanta Vishwas had written a letter to Maharaj Prataparuja in Jagannath Puri. And in the letter he had indicated the divine position of Advaita Acharya as an incarnation of Mahavishnu. And at the same time, he also mentioned that Advaita Acharya Prabhu had incurred a debt of 300 rupees. So no one knew about this letter. It had been posted by Kamalakanta Vishwas, but somehow or other, it ended up in the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read this letter and saw that Kamalakanta Vishwas had said both that Advaita Acharya is an incarnation of Mahavishnu and that he also had incurred a debt of 300 rupees, he became very angry and said, "This is contradictory. How can you say that he has a debt?" And he told his associates, he said, "Tell this low-class person, Kamalakanta Vishwas, that he can no longer come here. He's rejected." And Kamalakanta Vishwas, when he heard that he had been rejected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of his faux pas, he became very morose. But when Advaita Acharya heard that Kamalakanta had been chastised by Advaita Acharya, he said, "You're so fortunate to receive this chastisement from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm not so fortunate. He always treats me with great respect, treats me as if I'm his spiritual master. So you're actually more fortunate than me. And after Advaitacharya came back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he complained to him and said, why is it that you show so much favor to Kamalakanta Vishwas, but you know you don't show me such favor? You never chastise me. So Advaitacharya was in this mood of accepting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his master. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu publicly was always showing great respect to Advaitacharya and treating him as if he was his spiritual master. They had this special relationship. And Advaitacharya had a plan to reveal that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was his master. So one day here, in this place, where Advaitacharya would hold open class and teach the Bhagavad Gita, and every day people would come to listen to his class, he began to teach this Yoga Vishishta, which propounds that jnana and impersonalism is higher than bhakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being omniscient, could understand that this Advaitacharya is here and he's teaching this Yoga Vishishta openly. So Mahaprabhu was floating down the Ganges with Nityananda Prabhu towards Shantipur, towards this place, and he was saying to Nityananda Prabhu, just wait till I get there, I'm going to chastise this Advaitacharya for teaching the Yoga Vishishta. And Nityananda Prabhu was laughing, and when they came here, Advaitacharya was sitting in this courtyard with a classroom, a class assembled around him, and he was saying that jnana is the ultimate. Without jnana, how could you even see bhakti? Because you need the eyes of knowledge to see anything. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into the assembly, he said to Advaitacharya, you called me to come to this world to teach about the highest principle of bhakti, and now you're teaching about jnana. So which is higher, jnana or bhakti? And Advaitacharya, hoping to invoke the anger of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, continually said, jnana is higher than bhakti. Jnana is higher than bhakti. So Mahaprabhu, in great anger, pulled Advaitacharya from his seat and began to beat him on the back. And Sita Thakurani, the wife of Advaitacharya, came running out, even though she understood that this was simply a pastime. She said, wait, stop, he's an old man. What good will it do if you kill a Brahmin? There's no way that you can rectify such a sin. And Mahaprabhu went on beating him and saying, which is higher, jnana or bhakti? And finally, he could see that Advaitacharya was actually relishing this beating. And after Mahaprabhu revealed his superior position, in his mood of anger, he was even saying that I am the one who killed Kamsa. I am the one who killed Vali. And revealing that he had manifested as the Supreme Personality of Godhead many times, many universes, and so forth. And finally, Advaitacharya got up and began to dance and said, now, who is the master and who is the servant? Now I have proved forever to everyone that you are the master and I am the servant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a benediction. He said that anyone that takes shelter of Advaitacharya becomes very dear to me. And if anyone rejects Advaitacharya, there's no way that they can advance in bhakti. And Advaitacharya said that anyone who's dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, becomes dear to me. So this lesson taught by Advaitacharya is very important for Vaishnavas, that a devotee should remain always in a position ready to accept chastisement from the superior Vaishnava. Because normally I protect my false ego by avoiding chastisement. Even the slightest bit of criticism, I can become morose. But actually, for those who want to advance on the path of bhakti, they must be fully open to chastisement of the master. Advaitacharya Prabhu ki jai. And before we say anything more, we're going to sing a bhajan about the processes of devotional service, of which Advaitacharya was a master. And this song is written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu, beginning with the words that the dust from the lotus feet of the pure devotee are the root cause of devotional service. Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Bhajana Anukula. Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu. Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Bhajana Anukula. Bhakata seva parama siddhi premalati karamula.
Bhakata seva parama siddhi
premalati karamula. Bhakata seva parama siddhi premalati karamula. The dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees gives rise to devotional service. And service to the devotees itself is the supreme perfection and the root of the tender creeper of divine love. Madhavati ti bhakti janani jatane palana kori. Madhavatiti bhakti janani jatane palana kori. Krishna basati basati bole paramadare bole. Basati basati bole paramadare bole. With great care I observe holy days like Ekadashi and Janmashtami, for they are the mother of devotion. And with the greatest reverence and love I choose as my dwelling place the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. Gauramajesha Bastani Korolo Brahmanarange. Gauramajesha Bastani Korolo Brahmanarange. Sheshabastana erebo ami prayani bhakata sange.
Sheshabastana erebo ami prayani bhakata sange.
sabastana erebo ami prayani pakat sange. In the company of loving devotees, I will visit all those places where my Lord Gaurasundara traveled and performed his pastimes. Mridanga bhaja shunati mana abhashara shara jache. Mridanga bhaja shunati mana abhashara shara jache. Gaubihita kirtana shuni annande ridoya nache. Gaubihita kirtana shuni annande ridoya nache. My mind always begs to hear the music of the mridanga, and my heart dances in ecstasy whenever I hear the kind of kirtan established by Lord Gaurachandra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hare
Murti Daki Amora Paramananda Hoya
Murti Daki Amora Paramananda Hoya
Jugala Murti Daki Amora Paramananda Hoya. Prachara seva korite hoya sakala prapancha jaya.
Prachara seva korite hoya sakala prapancha jaya.
Prachara seva korite hoya sakala prapancha jaya. Feel supreme bliss when I behold the deity forms of the divine couple, Shri Radha and Krishna, and I conquer all worldly illusions by honoring the Lord's prasad. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhajan dekhi grihe te goloka bhaya jai dina grihe bhajan dekhi grihe te goloka bhaya Charana Sidhu Dakiya Ganga Sukana Sima Paya
Charana Sidhu Dakiya Ganga Sukana Sima Paya
Charana Sidhu Dakiya Ganga Sukana Sima Paya
Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home when I see the Lord Hari being worshipped there. My joy knows no bounds when I see the Ganges, a river of nectar emanating from the Lord's lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Madhava Toshani Rani
Tulasi Devi Choraya Prana Madhava Toshani Rani
Tulasi Deki Juraya Prana Madhava Toshani Rani
Tulasi Deki Juraya
Gaura Priya Shakshevani Jivana Sartakamani
Gaura Priya Shakshevani Jivana Sartakamani
Gaura Priya Shakshevani Jivana Sartakamani
The sight of the Tulsi plant soothes my soul, for I know that she gives pleasure to Lord Krishna. I feel that my life has been fulfilled when I honor Shak, a green leafy vegetable preparation that is a favorite of Lord Chaitanya.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Bhakti Vino Krishna Bhajane Mukuratma Thaya Pakati Vina Krishna Bhajani
Anakula
Payana Pakati Vina Krishna Bhajani Anakula Paya Jaha Prate dibashe paramasuke swikara koro yetaha
Prate dibashe paramasuke swikara koro yetaha
Prate dibashe paramasuke swikara koro yetaha Bhaktivinoda obtains whatever Bhaktivinoda obtains that furthers devotional service to Sri Krishna, he accepts every day with the greatest joy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Premanande Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare
Jai Jai Hare 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 Hare
I go, Haribo. Haribo. Haribo, if I go. Sapri Raja Jarja Stol Tarish Shishimala Pai Charanada Vinda Bhaktivinata Sai Maharaj Shila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Jayam Vishnupad Paramaham Sapri Raja Jarja Stol Tarish Shishimala Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Gosai Maharaj Ki Jaya Ananta Godi Vaishnavindi Ki Jaya Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya Prems Goho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopina Shamkun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan ki, Shri Vrindavan Tham ki, Shri Mai Purnavadip Tham ki, Shri Jagannath Puri ki, Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi ki, Jamuna Devi Ganga Devi ki, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda ki. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. Shri Shantipur Tham ki, Go Premanande Haribo. So just as Advaita Acharya had called to the Lord, asking Him to come to the world, in the latter part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, we know He stayed for 48 years, and the Antyalila, or the later pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed in Jagannath Puri, where He fulfilled the esoteric desires that He had to relish the taste that Srimati Radharani has in worshipping Lord Krishna. And just before He went into His deepest ecstasies in Jagannath Puri, when Jagannanda Pandit had gone to Navadvip to deliver messages to the members there, all the way from Jagannath Puri He came as a messenger. Then Advaita Acharya gave Jagannanda Prabhu a sonnet to bring back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in it he said that the product you have brought, there is plenty of rice in the marketplace. This is an enigmatic sonnet, very difficult to understand. And he said that just as you have become a madman, so similarly you've made everyone else mad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we know, after he took his initiation from Srila Ishwarapuri, became like a mad person, mad in love of God. And Advaita Acharya was saying that now you've made everybody else mad. And he gave this sonnet to Jagannanda, who transported it all the way back to Jagannath Puri. And he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is a message from Advaita Acharya. And Lord Chaitanya, upon hearing this sonnet, he said, it's very difficult to understand the mind of Advaita Acharya. But he said that first he calls the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come to this world, and then after fulfilling his purpose, he then asks the deity that he can go away again. And so the devotees who were hearing this, like Sarup Damodar, he could understand in his mind what it meant, but he asked out loud, what is the meaning of this? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I cannot understand the meaning. And Sarup Damodar became very, very morose. And the other devotees that heard it also couldn't understand. But there is a deep meaning in this, that
Advaita Acharya Prabhu has called the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come to this world, and acting as the gateway, he's also telling him, you've fulfilled your mission. So Krishna comes here for his own sweet pleasure, and also to benedict the people of the world. Parichanaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstap anartaya sambhavam yuge yuge. And he leaves behind him his teachings and his devotees to carry on the mission, to spread it all over the world, to give everyone the opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness. And in a practical way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and sometimes people, they're bewildered about how to find the Supreme, how to find God. Sometimes we say that God is in Vaikuntha. But that is like if someone asks you for water, and you say, there's water in those clouds. You can take the water in the clouds. So God is in Vaikuntha, but what good does it do me? And then also, the different avatars of Krishna come to the world from time to time. And these are compared to flash floods. They appear at disparate times, various places, but very difficult to be there at the same time the avatar is there to take advantage. So someone says, give me water, and you say, you go find a flash flood, and you can get some water. And other times someone may say, I want water, and you say, then you can dig a well. But there's a lot involved in digging a well. First you have to find where to dig, and you have to go deep enough, and then you have to bring the water out of the well. This is like the yogis who say you can find God in your heart. Very difficult process, even to concentrate, especially in Kali Yuga. There's no peaceful place. I know, because we've traveled around for the last 3 weeks, and I haven't found one place where you could possibly sit silently. But then someone says, give me water, and where is God? We say that he's in his holy name. And this is like water in the palm of your hand. You can simply take and drink. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaitacharya, the members of the Panchatattva, they came to distribute this process to everybody. Everyone in every village can take the holy name. It's the real water. It's the water that will actually quench the thirst, the abhishta doham, the innermost desire of the soul to have this relationship with God. It's the only thing that will satisfy. And this water is being given freely by Advaitacharya and by all the devotees of Advaitacharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like water in the palm of your hand. Everyone can simply chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And simply by this process of chanting Hare Krishna, one develops knowledge, one develops detachment, everything necessary to fortify oneself to be steady in spiritual life. And gradually, as one remains steady in the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one develops one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And upon leaving this body, Eshe Brindaban Radhe Sham Pabe Darshan. Eshe Brindaban Radhe Sham Pabe Darshan. Eshe Brindabane Radha Shame Pabe Darshan. Eshe Brindabane Radha Shame Pabe Darshan. Gaura Kripa Hale Gaura Kripa Hale. Chaitanya Mole Chariyar Marma Doya Lita Chaitanya Mole Chariyar Marma Chariyar Marma Chariyar Marma Chariyar Marma Chariyar Marma Chariyar Marma Chariyar Marma.
Chaitanya Mule Nachareya Marma Nachareya Marma. So we can take a few minutes before leaving this place. The proprietor here has given me some books. They're 50 rupees each. Some of them are in Hindi and some of them are in English if you'd like to take them. And also, this is a place of great Shakti for advancing in devotional service, as Prabhupada came here regularly and prayed for the mercy of Advaita Acharya to fulfill an impossible mission. And so may we also take up an impossible mission to become fully Krishna conscious in this age of Kali, and take shelter of the mercy of Advaita Acharya, Madhavendra Puri, and the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas who come to this place and worship Sri Advaita Acharya and the Panchatattva. Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu Ki Jai, Go Premanande, Vansha Kalpataru Brascha Kripasindu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha.
Hare Krishna, announcement. We'll be walking from here to the bus in 10 minutes.